The enigma that the Casa de las Cabezas and its respective street hide still holds a certain aura of mystery. To get closer to the legend, it is necessary to go back to the last decades of the Caliphate of Córdoba. At that time, Gonzalo Gustioz and Doña Sancha formed a family with 7 children, who were known as Infantes de Lara. During the wedding of their aunt and uncle, Ruy Velázquez and Doña Alhambra, the young men had a conflict with the bride's family. In light of this, Ruy Velázquez hatched an evil plan and ordered Gonzalo Gustioz to go to Almanzor himself to bring him a letter in which he demanded that the father of the Infantes de Lara be assassinated. However, Almanzor took pity on him and held him hostage in Casa de las Cabezas. As for the Infantes de Lara, they were ambushed by Muslim troops, who beheaded the young men and sent their heads to Córdoba under the orders of their uncle Ruy Velázquez. According to the sources of the time, the heads of the Infantes de Lara were hung in each of the 7 arches located in the Calleja de los Arquillos, which is why it is known as the Calleja de las Cabezas, Street of Heads. The basement in the Casa de las Cabezas hides another of its riddles. After a series of restorations carried out in the house at the beginning of the 21st century, a room with a large Roman-era pool was discovered, which was later used as a mikveh, the bath or basin in which Jewish believers receive purifying rituals. This discovery is associated with the story told by scholar Ambrosio de Morales at the beginning of the 16th century regarding the merchant Juan de Córdoba. He was accused by Inquisitor Diego Rodríguez Lucero of having a synagogue in the basement of his home. To understand the repercussions of this event, it is necessary to bear in mind that in 1492, the Catholic monarchs had issued an expulsion of the Jews from the Iberian Peninsula. From this moment on, many Jews had to convert to Catholicism, although some continued to practice Judaism in secret. It was precisely for this reason that Juan de Córdoba was investigated and condemned in one of the most terrible autos de fe carried out in the city, as on 22nd of December 1504, 107 people were executed in the Campo del Marrubial.